We do have a special guest in our studio right now. Reverend Cody Maness is with us. He is the new pastor at All Saints Episcopal Church. Pastor Maness, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Much appreciated.
Yeah. My gosh, thank you.
Welcome to Northfield.
Thanks.
We are going to find out a little bit about you now, since you're one of our downtown neighbors. You're just on
That's the other side of downtown.
Tell us about yourself. You're a Minnesota native.
That's right. Yep. I grew up in Montevideo, which is on the western side of the state, and went to college and seminary at St. John's up near St. Cloud. And I was in South Dakota for 3 years, Los Angeles for that for a little bit. But I'm back home, which is good. Glad to be back home.
Okay. I get the Montevideo to St. John's, then to Rapid City. Get that. But L.A. in the meantime?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, in the Episcopal, sure. In the Episcopal Church, we have to do what's called an internship when you're ordained a deacon before you're ordained a priest. And I was working in Minneapolis at our cathedral downtown and had to leave there because you couldn't do your internship in the place that you were working. And I thought, if I have to leave this place that I love, I'm going somewhere exotic. In Los Angeles, it was.
And how was your experience there?
The people of the parish in Los Angeles were really wonderful, but I am so glad to not live in Los Angeles. I was only there for about 6 months, and that was six months enough.
There are a lot of people in a lot of cars.
That's right, a lot of cars.
Yeah, in Los
on a little stretch of highway.
And on the flip side of that, you go from there to Rapid City?
That's right.
At that point, Rapid City is a far cry from L.A.
It's a beautiful area.
Tell us about your experience there.
Yeah, I was the priest in a little parish on the west side of Rapid City, a progressive parish called St. Andrews, and I worked for the bishop as his canon for formation, which means that I was responsible for helping prepare priests and deacons and lay leaders for their ministries. I was a bishop's advisor and got to hang out in this wonderful little parish. Miss them a great deal. Glad to be back home, but they really are just some of the most amazing people.
I love the Rapid City area.
It's wonderful. Black Hills
on the western side, the Black Hills are just beautiful. We were talking before we went on the air that don't go out there every year, but it seems about every other year, every 2 or 3 years, I find a reason to get out to the Black Hills. It's probably been at least a dozen or more times since my time here in Minnesota. It just doesn't get any better.
Just a beautiful area. It does not get any better.
Except for maybe right here.
Except for Northfield, that's right. Yeah.
If we had mountains, this would be the perfect scenario.
Wouldn't it be perfect?
Now, you tell us about your journey from the Black Hills to Northfield. How did you arrive here?
Yeah. When I was in college, I would visit Northfield, visit friends who were at Carleton and St. Olaf, and loved the Northfield community, loved spending time here. I remember walking by All Saints Church, which is just right behind Main Street, Division Street here, and I thought, my gosh, Mother Gail, who was the priest at the time, she has the best gig in the whole church. Never in my life did I think I would be back here in Northfield as the priest, as Gail's successor. This summer, some folks had sent me the profile for the parish. They'd been in transition for about a year and had sort of set up a profile of who they are, what they were looking for, and I thought, this is it. This could be it. I wasn't at all looking to leave South Dakota, but in the church we do a lot of talk about discernment and what is God calling you to, and I figured after reading the profile and spending some time with it and talking with good friends and advisors, I thought, I think God's calling me to Northfield.
Let's talk about the Episcopal Church in general.
Yes, sir.
I'm not too familiar with it myself. You know, we have a number of different types of Christianity, you know, a lot of Lutherans here in Northfield. We also have, you know, the Catholics. And how does the Episcopal Church, as far as the approach to worship, how does that differ? And could you explain that to us a little bit?
Sure. In some ways, we're right in the middle, right between Lutherans and Roman Catholics. We're Protestants insofar as we're not Roman Catholic, but if you were to look at our worship on a Sunday morning, it doesn't look all that much different than it would over at St. Dominic's. We have the Episcopal Church kept priests and deacons and bishops, just like the Roman Catholic Church. But we opened up our ordained ministry to women, to queer people, to married people. So really, it's ancient worship, ancient structure, modern approach to things.
Interesting. Now, with that, you're somewhere between, you mentioned the Catholics and the Protestants.
That's right.
On a personal level, you mentioned you're referred to as a priest,
mm-hmm.
so you're a priest. Does that include, we're used to on a Catholic-based faith, they don't get married.
That's right.
They give themselves to the church. Is that the same case?
No. In the Episcopal Church, priests can get married, as can mm-hmm. deacons and bishops. We do, just like the Roman Catholic Church, we do have religious orders, monks and nuns and friars who take vows of celibacy, just like Roman Catholic ones. But our diocesan clergy, priests, deacons, and bishops, do not have to be celibate.
Now, you have been in Northfield for a month now, so
that's right.
Once again, welcome to town. But as you had mentioned before, you're not totally unfamiliar with Northfield. Tell us about that. The first month, how has it been?
It's been amazing. I love Northfield, and I am not paid by the tourism board to say that. It really is just a remarkable city. Certainly has its underside, and there are challenges. The mayor and the assistant city administrator were on this morning talking about challenges that our city is facing. But it really is just a remarkable place. People are kind. The downtown core is just remarkable. All Saints is very close to downtown, and I live very close to All Saints. So I walk everywhere. My car just sits in the municipal lot. And I walk to places, to the 6 coffee shops or so within walking distance, to the brewery, to the pubs, to the library, the bookstore, the yarn store. I mean, my gosh, this is an active downtown.
Very active downtown, and it has a bright future of being even more active and more vibrant. So welcome to downtown, welcome to Northfield, and welcome to downtown. And I'm heartened to hear that you're already listening to KYMN Radio.
Absolutely. We were saying before we were on air, I was at a holiday party this weekend, and a friend who works in radio in Grand Marais didn't care anything about Northfield, didn't care about the downtown, didn't really even care about how I was doing. He said, "You've got to get to KYMN." So here we are.
Well, I appreciate that. Tell him thank you very much.
That's
much appreciated. Is there anything else you'd like to say while we have you on the air, either about All Saints or your time here at Northfield?
Yeah, thank you. I just really would love to extend an invitation to folks to come join us at All Saints. We're there on Sundays at 10:30. We celebrate the Eucharist every Sunday. All are welcome to receive communion in the Episcopal Church. You'd find a very welcoming, engaging, intellectual, down-to-earth group of people at All Saints at 10:30 on Sundays. And of course, we're coming up on Christmas. So Christmas Eve, we will have our candlelight mass at 8 o'clock, and then Christmas Day at 10:30. And again, all are welcome. We'd love to have you. Love to have you at Christmas and Easter. Love to have you any other time, too.
Well, Reverend Maynes, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Welcome to Northfield, and I hope you enjoy your time here.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Cody Maynes, the priest at All Saints Episcopal Church, just off downtown Northfield here. 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We'll be back with a check of local sports next.
This Thursday is already the third Thursday of December.